Some Cameron Marlowe for you this morning called Country Boy Prayer, and it's about time for Daily Devotional, but before we do that, want to give a big shout-out to Ken Bohannon listening over in Alabama this morning on the app. We appreciate you listening in, and this week, this short, very short week, we're going to talk about gratitude and how that changes everything. Today, we're going to zoom in and focus on when that cup just feels empty. And scripture today says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. You know, there are seasons when gratitude feels like a foreign language, right? Like you need some closed captioning to understand what's going on. You know what it means. You know other people speak it fluently. But when life knocks the wind out of you, it just feels impossible to form those words, does it not? You may look around and think, why? Everyone else seems to be so overflowing. And here I am running on fumes. Well, God never told us to be thankful for every circumstance. He told us to be thankful in every circumstance. There's a big difference. You're not looking for, you're looking for in every circumstance. You don't have to be thankful for the diagnosis that you received, the bills, the betrayal, the loneliness, or the disappointment. God isn't even asking you to pretend something painful is pleasant. Instead, what he's doing is he's inviting you to anchor your heart into something deeper than what is actually happening around you, because gratitude, real true gratitude, is rooted in God's character, not your calendar. He doesn't change when life changes, and he doesn't become less faithful when the day becomes more difficult. His goodness isn't dependent upon your mood this morning or your money or your moment. Gratitude reminds your soul of his truth. And some days your thank you will sound strong and confident. And other days, you know what? It may come out like a whisper where you can barely even hear it. And on the hardest days, it may feel like all you can offer is a sigh. But God receives every one of them. Even the smallest thankfulness carries weight in the kingdom. A mustard seed of gratitude is still gratitude. It's not about the size. It's about the direction. And every thank you is a small turning of your heart toward God. And he honors that turn. You don't wait on perfect conditions to choose gratitude. Sometimes you choose it while everything is imperfect. Sometimes you just can simply start with, God, thank you for getting me through today. I mean, realistically, how many times have you said that? Or thank you that you haven't left me. Or maybe just thank you for the breath in my lungs today. One more chance to try again. Because you know what? It's all about giving it your all. These may seem simple, like they're too simple, but they are steady in the soul and steady in the Lord. Imagine driving a car with that fuel light flashing. I don't know about you, but I've been doing it a lot lately. You don't thank God because your tank is empty. You thank him because there's still just enough gas to get you to the next station. The gratitude isn't in the lack. It's in the fact that you're still moving. And that's how God works in these seasons of struggle that we go through. So if you're feeling empty, he provides just enough grace to get you to the next moment. And gratitude recognizes that grace even when that tank isn't full. Because God is always nearer than you might think. When life wears you down, God doesn't stand far off watching. He moves closer in. He slips into those empty spaces. He fills the quiet rooms of your heart where no one else sees or understands. And when you feel empty, God sees an opportunity. When you feel drained, God sees room to pour. And when you feel lost, well, God sees a chance to lead. You're not abandoned by your emptiness. You are positioning for his presence. That's right, for his presence. Isn't that a blessing? As we come to you in prayer today, Lord, we feel empty, but we are turning toward you. Teach our heart to give thanks even when our feelings just don't line up. And remind us of your unchanging character. Show us small glimpses of your goodness today. And fill the places in us that feel drained, weary, or even discouraged. Thank you that you are near, even when our circumstances aren't what we hoped for. Hold us close and steady in spirit. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.